T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Bringing Brad Grant now. Happy opening day. How you doing?
I'm doing great. It's an exciting day, isn't it?
It certainly is. There's no doubt about it. It brings up great memories. What are your memories? Do you go back to your childhood, even though you're part of the game now?
I
mean, you're part of the game for a long time.
I do. I actually was born and raised in Cleveland, so the Indians has always been my home opener. I'm one of few in baseball operations to actually be able to say that. So, obviously, having my father and my grandfather take me to openers, and then to take my son to the opener every single day, every single year, has been always memorable.
How special is it, Brad, for you to have grown up here and, you know, not just to go to opening day and do all that, but, like, to be involved in the organization you grew up rooting for? And obviously your background, which we'll go into in a little bit here, I mean, goes back to, you know, 2002 even, when you're drafting players. And a lot of the guys that you scouted and drafted are now making an impact for the club. That's got to be pretty cool.
Yeah, it's a little surreal. It's very cool to be able to do that in your hometown. I grew up in the 70s and the 80s, and you always kind of had a favorite player. You never had a favorite team, and now I have a favorite team, and to be part of that, and then to see a lot of the players that we've drafted and developed having an impact on it is really fun to watch.
Well, let's start with one of those players, and let's start with Francisco Lindor, who is an absolute superstar now, coming off a great year. You know, sometimes there's guys in the minors who are elite prospects like Lindor, and no matter how good a prospect they are, you know, there's plenty of guys like that just never pan out. But obviously, he came up with all the hype, and from the moment he's hit the big leagues, Brad, he has lived up to everything people expected from him.
Yeah, and that's a credit to Francisco, and it's a credit to what our scouting staff has done. So I think with Francisco, you always knew he just had that unique ability to play shortstop. You don't walk into a lot of high school games and say, that guy's going to play shortstop at the major league level. And with Francisco, as soon as you walked in, you noticed it right away. And then we just built a relationship with him. We knew that at the same time, he had a chance to impact the team. And he is a person who truly puts the team first. You never hear him speaking high. It's always we, and it's always them instead of him.
Yeah.
We're talking with Brad Grant, who spent many, many years with the Indians and started out, you know, doing a little scouting back in, was it 2002 when you started with the Tribe? Is that right?
I started in 1995 as an intern.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. So as an intern, and then you worked your way up, which is pretty incredible. What's your most proudest moment? You know, Lindor's got to be a big one, of course, but you know, maybe there's something else in terms of what you've been
able
to bring
to the... That's a great question, Dustin. Yeah. I think sitting in the World Series and watching Lindor and Roberto Perez and all those guys have impacts, Cody Allen, and just thinking about all the hard work that our scouts put into it, and all the days that you spend on the road, 150 nights a year, 200 nights on the year, it's hundreds of thousands of miles of travel away from your family all the time. That's what allows those sacrifices to happen and motivates you to keep doing it on a day-to-day basis.
And baseball, to me, has got to be the toughest sport to scout of them all. You're scouting high school students. You're scouting college students. It's so much, you know, in basseball, Brad, and this, even to some degree in football, like once a player is good, he doesn't really, unless there's a serious injury or he gets old, guys don't like just fall off the map. In baseball, that'll happen. Like you'll have a guy who'll be great, and all of a sudden the next year he just won't be great for whatever reason. Why do you think baseball is harder than the other sports, or do you think it's harder than the other sports to scout?
It definitely is. I mean, it's a game of failure. It's a game of adversity, and you have to continuously adjust and have to continuously find ways to overcome that adversity. And I think that's, you know, what our scouting staff has done a really good job at over the last, you know, 10 years is finding those players who can do that. So everyone's going to hit a level at some point at the minor league side, and how do they fight through it? How are they going to overcome it? And then how are they going to continuously adjust, and what are they going to fall back to what type of routines, what type of teammate, those things are really important to us.
Brad Grant, who is the VP of Baseball Ops with the Indians, joins us on the hotline. You know, Brad, your owner mentioned before the season began that there's a window here, right, with the club, that the next couple seasons that, you know, you guys really feel like can get back to that World Series and try to get that championship. How close do you feel like it is, and do you think this year could be the year, I guess? I'm sure you feel like it is based off of, you know, what your owner said.
Yeah, definitely, Dustin. I think, you know, we all come in with that anticipation every year now, and, you know, we did it 2 years ago, and last year, you know, won the 102 games, and this year we feel like we're in the same exact position. So over the last 5 years, we've had the best record in the American League, and the expectations are high, and the bar is high. And we know the end goal, and the players know the end goal, and everybody wants to try to get there.
We're talking with Brad Grant, the Indians VP of Baseball Operations. Brad, you know, scouting, obviously, as we talked about, you know, scouting high school players, scouting college players, but it's also about scouting other teams and other teams' minor league systems, of course. And you look at your starting rotation, your top four starters, and I'll put Clevinger in that mix. You know, Clevinger, Carrasco, Kluber, and Bauer, all guys you acquired via trade.
Yeah.
Are they all, like, there's no way you could have known that Kluber especially was going to be this good, right? I mean, you couldn't have known that. Not this good, or did you?
Well, we all will say yes now, right? And our scout who made the recommendation on the pro side will certainly say, yes, I always knew that he would be this good. But, yeah, no. I mean, it's a credit to what Corey's done, to his work ethic, and to, you know, his routines and everything that he's put together. So did we know he'd be this good? No. Will we take it? Absolutely. And we'd like to see Bauer and Carrasco and all the rest of them continue to shoot for that goal, too.
Where, you know, yesterday I brought up on the show that I was strongly concerned about the idea of...
Oh, Brad, he's ripping your moves already.
Hey, listen,
ripping your moves
already.
You
know how much I love the Indians, and I rarely criticize, but I'm nervous about, with all the injuries Brantley's had the last 2 years, bringing him back in this weather. It seems like, as good as he is when he's healthy, it seems like a risk that seems too big when you could maybe wait a couple of days. Tell me why I'm wrong about that, Brad.
Because you got to trust our medical staff, and you got to trust Michael, and those guys know what they're doing. And, you know, to get Michael back in the lineup, he's waited so long, he's worked so hard. The weather, you don't want to have the weather hold him back for this.
Now, so you're not, no concern at all that it's the cold could affect him a little
just
more.
Just tell him to shove it.
I'm from Cleveland. I think the weather's fine. It's a perfect opening day.
Yes, it is. It's really. It's actually not that bad right now.
No.
It's been a lot worse. Yeah. It's been a lot worse in the past.
Hey Brad, sorry to cut you up. Just to follow up on Brantley, like what are the expectations for him? You know, I mean, the guy's a two-time All-Star. He's barely played the last two seasons, just 101 games combined the last 2 years.
But he was an All-Star last year, despite, you know, missing a lot of time, especially second half.
I get it, but, like, do we feel like he can become that superstar? Because there was a point, right, Adam, where you and I talked about he's the best player on the Indians.
He was.
Yeah.
A few years ago, yes.
Yeah. I mean, that's the hope, and that's what he's been working so hard for to have happen. So when he's on the field, he's really, really good. And it's just making sure that we try to keep him on the field and making sure that he works to do that, which he has.
Brad, let's talk about one of your more recent prospects that's now on the roster, and that's Bradley Zimmer. He made his debut last year. Obviously, there's a lot of potential there. He's got the power. He's got the good base-running ability, plays good defense. He has struck out a lot early. Talk to us about Brad Zimmer and your expectations for him this season.
Yeah, he just brings a unique skill set that you don't see. I mean, the first step quickness, the speed, the amount of ground he covers on the base pass and in the outfield, there's high expectations for him. So just the lift he gave us last year when he showed up before he got injured, if he can continue to do those things, which he already has right out of the gate here, there's a lot of upside to what Brad can do and how he can impact the game.
Yeah, I do think, you know, you look at the young guys in Ramirez, in Lindor, in Bradley Zimmer. I think they're all, obviously you know better than I don't know their personality, their real down deep personalities, but they all bring, all three of those guys bring a lot of energy, enthusiasm, and athletic ability to the team, which I think nowadays is extremely important. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that's the key, that athleticism and the energy. To play 162 games and to do those things, you've got to be that type of athlete, and then that energy to keep you going every single day. And those guys do that. and bring that to the clubhouse every day. They pick each other up. It's not just one person trying to lead the team. Each of them do it.
We're talking with Brad Grant, the Vice President of Baseball Ops for the Cleveland Indians. Glad to have him on opening day. Everyone's getting excited. Brad, we can't move. We're at the Clevelander, and it is rocking down here. So I bet you wish you were...
Brad, have you been to the Clevelander for an opening day before you were working for
the
Indians?
Of course he has.
I have not been to the Clevelander for opening day. I have ventured in there during a playoff game and couldn't get in.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Brad, Super Pimp is here. I now see Super Pimp up on the stairs, so you'd be
my
in good
wife
company.
Might be there with you guys. Yeah. She's probably shooting through there right
She's
now.
She's having fun today.
Hey Brad, getting back to baseball here for a moment, Trevor Bauer is, a guy who's very unique and in a lot of ways, for sure. But he's a hell of a pitcher and had his best season last year that we've seen out of him, and the expectations for him are through the roof. He's working on this slider in the offseason and all that stuff. What do you think about Trevor's chances to really excel and take his game to that next level?
Yeah, the uniqueness to Trevor is what makes Trevor so special. So, it went back to his days at UCLA, too. We spent a ton of time just getting the chance to know him and understanding all those things that he does. And that's why I think that trade happened, was we had the understanding that we would be able to support him through those and help him actually with some of the learning that he does and values so much in his game. So,
Brad, go ahead. Yeah, my fault. Go ahead.
So the sky's the limit for him. I mean, he's always trying to learn. He's always trying to figure it out and learn from others and add those things. So, to take a look at how Kluber throws his breaking ball and then go and take a whole offseason to try to learn that is a pretty unique and special thing to do.
Brad, what's the latest with Danny Salazar? And is there a chance, because of the rotation as good as it is, Danny Salazar's stuff would certainly play in the bullpen. Is that something whether it's a short-term or a long-term, it's certainly something that you did with Carrasco a few years ago. And, who knows, he might have got his career back on track even without that, but it seemed to kind of help him. Is that something you'd consider with Salazar? And where is he in his rehab?
Yeah, I think he's coming along fine in his rehab. I think it's always trying to maximize every pitcher's strength and trying to get the team better. So anytime you can do those things, if the rotation's full and you can still get the opportunity to move somebody into the bullpen just to get innings and help the team win, we're going to look to try to do that. And Tito and Carl Willis are going to look to try to make those things happen.
Let's do a little deeper dive because into your prospects here, whether it's Bobby Bradley or Francisco Mejia or Tristan McKenzie. I know you've had to trade a couple of good prospects in the past couple of years for Andrew Miller and some other moves you've made. But talk about what you got coming. Those are probably the three biggest names. But give us some thoughts on them, when they could help the big league club, and maybe some other guys you're excited about along the way.
Yeah, I think, we talk about the window right now, but the window does, it doesn't close after this, too. So you have guys like Shane Bieber, who's in Double A right now, who pitched last night and threw extremely well and could move, here shortly and could have an impact on the major league team during the course of the summer. Tristan McKenzie will be out here. He's shut down right now just on a quick return to throw program, but as soon as we get him back in the rotation, he should be moving up to the Double A level here in a little while. Bobby Bradley had a really good spring training at the major league side. Rechanged his body. So you've got a power-hitting first baseman who impressed a lot of people at spring training. And then guys like Nolan Jones and Will Benson, two position players that we drafted a couple years ago, are at Lake County right now getting off to a good start. So there's a lot more coming, too. And we didn't even talk about Francisco Mejia. So.
Sure, yeah, Francisco Mejia. Hey, Brad, before I let you go, last thing, and enjoy it, are you superstitious at all? Do you, not watch the game? Is there anything you have to do? Any superstitions in that way at all when it comes to the tribe?
No, I've learned not to be. I've parked in the same parking spot for 25 years, and I told Chris I wasn't going to change, and he was like, you really think your parking spot's going to have an impact on the game? So after that, I gave it up.
Brad, where are the sabermetrics on parking spots? Where are we at with that?
I think I have the most advanced parking spot right now, so OPS is pretty good in that spot.
Brad, great stuff, man. We appreciate the time. Thanks. Brad Grant, Indians VP of Baseball Operations.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.